I'm an undocumented student. I'm an LGBTQ. I'm too many things, but... and the reason why I decided to come up and speak is because for a long time, I've really been afraid to really speak up about many of my identities, and I think it's time for us to come out of the shadows now even more. For those who may feel that this is the opportunity, I want you to know that we have a really beautiful space and all the clubs that are here on campus. And one thing in particular that I do want to share is that we are very resilient. And, you know, it's taken me 6 years to get to UCSB. Went through a lot of crap with my parents not accepting me as an LGBTQ and then not applying for financial aid to get funding to come to school. And then now finally get to UCSB and trying to finish my bachelor's and get an education and educate myself. And now this ish happens and, you know, it's like, I'm not stopping here. You know, we're not stopping here. So I just want to remind you all that anything that happens in your lives, like, don't let that stop you, because we are really here to keep moving forward. And like someone said before, rely on each other for love and just keep pushing forward, and do not let this man under his practices dictate our future.
I'm Jesse. I'm a freshman. I just got here. I'm not part of any student organization. I'm just a student here like you guys. And there's only two things I want to say today. The first thing is, like, look at me. I'm white, I'm straight, I'm middle class, I come from a military family. I'm the exact kind of demographic that Trump is pandering to, and I'm here because I don't subscribe to that kind of hate. So there's hope. There's more people like me that don't... I look like someone who'd be at a Trump rally, but I'm here because not everyone is hateful, not everyone is evil. And the second thing, guys, one more thing. Trump is not the only enemy we have to face here. The way our country works, the way our political system works, the president is not the one with the power, it's Congress. And the Republicans swept both the House and the Senate, so Trump is not who we need to worry about. So when you're thinking about voting, midterm elections for Congress are up faster than the next presidential election. That's what we need to focus on right now.
Rape is normalized on this campus, and that is disgusting to me. I work very hard to advocate on behalf of survivors who don't feel as though they can report. I am one of those people, and I will fight for you. Particularly women of color who feel as though they cannot walk home at night from the library because they feel as though they can get attacked.
A number of students who happen to be undocumented. Those are the stories that really hit me the hardest yesterday, because a number of people said, Professor, what's going to happen tomorrow? My mom and my dad and myself, we don't know what's going to happen, right? And the only thing that I could offer is to cry with them and to hold them and to say, we're not going to let that happen. We're not going to let families get separated from each other. We're not going to let these things that this man has suggested and proposed, we're not going to let that happen. This has been going on for a long time period. And not only the stuff that's, you know, I was thinking about today, unfortunately, in the 1930s, during the Depression, when 500,000 Mexicans were repatriated and deported back to Mexico, right? And so I have this image of a train, for instance, and someone laying down in front of a train, or someone laying down in front of a bus, is what, you know, unfortunately has happened over the last 5 or 6 years. So many people have been deported from the United States back to their, quote, countries of origin. And people lay down. You know, they put their bodies on the line, right? John Lewis, the famous freedom writer, civil rights activist, congressman from Georgia, said you have to get in the way. You have to get in the way, right? And sometimes it's okay to make trouble. And I know all of us are tired and we're scared, and maybe that's the role of somebody with privilege, to say, I can get in the way, and I'm going to get in the way, and I have a big mouth, and I'm going to use it, and I have a relatively big body, 6'2" body, and if I have to lay in the road, then I'll have to lay in the road, because we can't let that kind of thing happen. That's not the kind of country that we are, right?
I would just like to remind you all that same-sex marriage was legalized a little bit over a year ago. And there is also the very real possibility that we might not see the second year anniversary of that momentous event. And a president that believes that it's okay to legalize discrimination against the queer community, a president that believes that same-sex marriage should be illegal, and a president that chooses a vice president that believes that I can be turned straight with electroshock therapy is not my president. And I'm sure a lot of you can feel the same as me when I say that I am so tired a fighting for the right to just exist, but I'm not going to stop fighting anytime soon, and neither should any of you.
I've spent the last 14 plus years in this country trying to become a citizen, and I finally became one and exercised my right to vote yesterday for the first time. And only to wake up this morning in tears to read the fact that 89% of hate crimes have increased against Muslims thanks to Donald Trump's campaign. He has used racist, vindictive rhetoric to get to the place where he's at, and it's just not right. Some of the policies he's saying, the laws he wants to implement, are not correct in any way. And like in the words of Martin Luther King Jr., who says, an unjust law is no law at all. We do not want these laws, we do not want these rules, and we do not want him as our president. I am so afraid right now for my life, and I am a citizen, so that says a lot. So I'm, shout out to my undocumented students, my students that I didn't find other identities besides what I identify as. You are so strong.
Honestly, my heart hurts so much. And as a first generation low income college student, the fear, anxiety, and terror that I am feeling right now is exactly what my parents left the Vietnam War for, so that they could come to this country for opportunity and equity and democracy. And I think now more than ever is the time that we cherish our safe spaces. As like the Asian Resource Center cultural mentor, along with the entire educational opportunity program staff who like support students like myself who are struggling in this institution that was not made for them. Like, please know that you are supported and you are loved. And as Victor said, we can't continue to victimize ourselves. Instead, we need to use our anguish and our sadness as a form of power so that we can uplift each other and find strength within each other. And in solidarity, we will create the change that this country was promised to do. And I just want to say that seeing all the support among so many people genuinely moves me. So please stay strong, don't lose hope. And if you need anyone to support you, please come reach out. Don't be afraid. We will create change on this campus.
And one of the really, really scary things that's happening is in terms of environmental injustice, environmental racism, and climate injustice. We have a climate crisis on our hands, and we just elected a climate denier. We have a Senate of climate deniers, and we have a House of Representatives controlled by climate deniers. We just had the Paris Agreement about a year ago that tried to set an international agreement on cutting carbon emissions around the world. Our Senate is vetoing that, so that doesn't stand. There is hope in this. There's a lot of hope in this, and it comes down to us as the people. And it's not just rhetoric about organizing, but it's actually getting involved with groups who are actively doing this work. There's blocking things like the Dakota Access Pipeline that has... It has a huge impact in terms of the climate, a huge impact in terms of the environment and safe drinking water, and a huge impact in terms of indigenous rights and rights to their land.
All right, so look, if you look at all of us here, most of us are under the age of 18. We can't even vote. But the people who are voting, guess who's going to be left with the repercussions? All of us. We can't vote, but we're not stupid. We know that Donald Trump is going to be horrible for our country. We know that this is not what we want, not what the country needs. We're just in high school. But we're smart too, and we know what's best for our country. And I'm just so happy that there's enough reasonable people at both of our schools to be here. Because if we let this sort of hate and bigotry run rampant in our country, nobody else is going to do anything. It's only people like us, the grassroots organizers, student activist network, whoever. It's the people at the bottom. The government is bottom up. Without the bottom,
power to the people, yeah! Power to the masses, power to the masses!
What he said. So for that, thanks for staying here long enough for us to get here. We're in high school, we can't really drive yet. So.
But I will never have respect for someone's authority when they do not have respect for my dignity as a human being.
The university has decided to fund an event that is happening here that is directly promoting racism and intolerance, and it is about anti-Black Lives Matter. The Black community on our campus is extremely small, and there's not enough of us to talk about this. We need you guys, every single one of you, to ask the university why they are allowing this. We need you guys to go to them and question why they would allow racism and intolerance on our campus. Because without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do this on our own, and we can't change this. So we need you guys to speak up for us as we try to fight this ourselves. Because this racism and intolerance that we're seeing in our nation is right here on our campus as well.
And so I just want to emphasize that we saw a lot of groups out here today from a bunch of different movements. And we're the Student Activist Network. We really want to emphasize that it's no longer a choice to be complacent in this system that we see. It's no longer a choice to stand by while these movements are pushing for change. You have to help them. Maybe that's one of the most beautiful things that is going to come out of today, because we're going to see the most powerful student movement that this country has ever seen. And it starts today.